She won't be around the Gatwick now. The Gatwick closes at 3 o'clock. Bloody hell, she's 24.
Well, she probably decided not to come out to dine.
Now, Kathleen.
Yeah.
How are you? Are you what? Oh, you're better than I am. You're not, are you?
Are you staying down here then?
Eh?
Are you staying down here with Alec then?
No. No. Oh. 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 Are you going to make mad passionate love to me, Jane? Eh?
No.
No? Bloody hell.
Pack that in our ears.
Dudley, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I don't know whether I could manage to make much of love to anybody now.
Yeah, me
at 78, nearly 79, you know.
I'm 66 next
month, so there might be snow on the roof, but the bags of fire in the furnace. Don't you. Oh, Kathleen. Kathleen, we've had our days, haven't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've had our days. Never mind. I'll tell you what, Kath. Whenever or anything, with joy, you were a bloody gem with joy. Right? You know.
Well, tried.
Hey?
Tried, I've done my best.
No, you were.
Crazy little thing. I wonder what she's got in that man. Landlord.
I hope it isn't whiskey.
It's the landlord and the landlady's daughter.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, she knows all
about my
other
one.
She'll be up like when she grows up. She
really will.
Bad enough,
no.
My mother's over there, that's her mother.
Oh, what, the one in the...
One that's just got up.
Just got up, yeah.
You know Henry?
Henry?
The landlady.
I don't know him, no.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's all wrong not running around here like that. Yeah. She'll grow up a real right, and you can see it. She comes up, she
you never know, she might She'll be, say, she might be,
hiya.
She might be bloody gorgeous. You never know, do you? You don't know.
Irish.
She may be an absolute
He's
little
Irish.
Gem.
I don't know whether she's
all that. Well, I'm
half Irish. Yeah, I've got a name. My name's Kathleen, that's Irish.
Kathleen, not Catherine.
No, Kathleen.
I'll take you home again, Catherine, across the ocean wide. And when the fields are white and green, I will take you home, Catherine. I see the roses on your cheek, I see them fade away and die. Kathy.
Awesome,
well, you expect me to be warm this bloody weather, eh? Your hands are bloody cold, even to mine.
Cold-blooded.
Kathy. no good thinking of days gone by, is it? You know, you reckon we could still manage it if we tried? Hey? Scott? You reckon we could still manage it if we tried? Oh dear, little darling. Oh, she's forgotten his wife, isn't she? Oh, I'll tell you what, I quite like the, the Gatwick there. That is quite a nice pub, actually. Yeah. Well, you know. Alright. Yeah, it's good, eh? It's alright.
Yeah, I go in there. Floss and I fell out. And
who? Oh, Floss always falls out with everybody. Yeah. I don't even bloody look at her now.
Because I was
got pissed the other day and told her a few answers. Old Floss is a bloody pain in the box, she is. Definitely. You know.
She said, I was in there with Tony, you know, the little Irish guy.
Yeah.
He was in her corner and I was sitting
there. But it's not her corner.
No, but I don't know what happened.
Bloody hell.
She rang me up. That was on a Friday. I think that was Friday. She rang me up from the laundrette because that's where she's working. Okay. Oh, yeah. I said, what's wrong? Something wrong, Floss? Yes. Oh, yes. I said, well, what's happened? You were drunk, she said.
Oh.
No, she said, you were drunk, she said, lunchtime, and don't you ever speak to me like that again. You got drunk with all those whiskies that Irishman was buying. And I said, but he buys, I buy. And the thing was, I had been on brandy before I went out that morning at home because I wasn't coming out.
Kathleen?
Don't you ever speak to me like that again. Don't ever speak to me at all. I haven't since. I didn't ring the landlord that night. I waited the next morning. I rang the landlord the next morning, Saturday morning. I said, Floss rang me last night, told me I was drunk, and your wife, Debbie, took my drink away and threw it away. I said, that's fair enough. I was drunk.
No, it's not.
I didn't know. Floss said, Debbie took your drink, threw your drink away.
If anybody's going to throw your drink away, you should. Nobody else.
So she said, who's Debbie? She said, the main lady. She threw your drink away. So I said to the landlord when I went up, and I said, that's fair enough. I think I've had enough.
All right, I'll have another one in place of that.
Anyway, I said, so the trouble with Floss, I said, she'll sit there in that bloody corner. I said, she'll poke her nose in everybody's business, and she don't like it when she's told of it. And then she's getting nasty, and I said, well, what I'm ringing about is, am I allowed back in there, or am I barred? He said, no. He said, you're welcome back in there. There was nothing serious. It was only between you and Floss. I said, well, thank you very much. See you later.
No, I mean, you know, bloody hell. I mean, I don't know about floss. I mean, I've never bothered about floss anyway. I think she's a bloody dead loss. They were a dead loss when they were in this bloody pub. But I mean,
I said to her,
she never speaks to me.
No, she don't like me.
And I never speak to
she
her.
She don't like anybody.
I know she doesn't bloody well like me because I told her off one day. Told her where she could bloody go to.
And that's what I told her, see. I mean, she went up to Debbie and she thinks she's a
catfish
in there.
No, anyway, I wasn't even pissed when I told her off.
I don't remember seeing her then.
You were not there.
Anyway,
this was a long time
ago.
This was before I left Orley. I had a go at her.
Yeah,
I told her she was an interfering old cow, I think.
Yeah. When she was on the phone, she didn't have the guts to say wait until the next day when she saw me face to face. Don't you ever speak to me like that again. Don't ever speak to me again. I said, fools, you old cunt. And whether she was still listening.
Dudley, all right.
Love all right. Put the phone down.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. Why hadn't you?
But she told Helen I just called her an old cow and she put the phone down. And she thought I said cow, well, that's fair enough. But she wouldn't have used that word, would she? So she told Helen all about it.
Ah, yes, but you see, in effect, if you called her an old cunt, that could have been... That could have been praise. He said, old cow.
She told her an old cow,
so she put the phone down. Do you remember the days we've had this time, darling?
Yeah.
An old bugger I was. I was a young bugger actually then. Well, was I? Yes. Do you remember the first bloody time I ever went to you? Oh yes, you bloody do. The bloke with the fucking what's it like? The Canadian bloke. He's got an artificial leg.
Dougie,
and you and me, and who was the bloke's girlfriend, you know, and Doug was with Doc, and the what's it, and I was with you and me, and that was the first time I ever went with you, darling. You realise that?
I should have met you when
you were about bloody... But I was about 50 and you were about 40, or 30 and 40, something like that, you know. Shouldn't I? Now behave yourself. What are you getting in there for? Put it away. Oh, got it. I'll tell you what, we could have ripped bloody Orley apart between us, couldn't we? We could have ripped Orley apart between us. no, No. I had Georgie to worry about, actually, but, you know, when I met you.
Have you seen Jesus?
I could love Jean in a way, but she's a perfection all the way.
He said she's going to go into hospital.
She's what?
She's going to go into hospital.
I could go for you, you know, I just bloody love it, love you.
Her
son's put me off.
Huh?
Her son's put me off. Because when I was going around there, you know, meeting her and all that.
Because she was
encouraging her in drink. Well, I wasn't, God bugger off. Oh, she doesn't need any bloody encouraging in drink. Don't talk them down. No, because they thought I was after her bloody money. And I couldn't care less, could I? You know, about her bloody money. Or what? All right, she's a bloody great woman, actually. She's done amazing.
Hello.
Hey, you're a darling, aren't you? Hey, come in. Down here.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm
still working.
Are you still working?
Yeah.
Oh. I've
got to keep working.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You can't get that.
She's a cashier, isn't she?
Yeah.
All right. All right, my little girl. Hey, you go and get them tables cleared. Go on. How old is she? She can only be about...
She's only
two. Two, isn't she? She can't be any more.
She's older.
You want a whiskey? Shut up, Dad. Kathleen, you know. I don't know whether I like this green and white bloody watch it so well, but...
Yeah. I don't know what it's all about, is it Irish?
No, it's probably the green, you know.
He's
Irish. The green bit, is he? Oh, he's Irish. Oh, all right.
Sticky.
Ooh.
This one? Oh, what?
The one that was talking to.
Landlord.
Oh, the landlord. Oh. Oh, I don't know. Who is the bloody landlord? I don't know.
Irish.
Huh?
Irish.
He's Irish, or whether he's British, or what he is, that doesn't matter.
Nothing against him because he's Irish, it's just how...
Actually, she's not bad.
No,
I'm talking about... Well, the woman who's coming round, you know, the barmaid.
Oh.
She's all right.
Linda.
Linda? Oh, yeah. I've done worse every time.
Do you remember Tony?
Oh, no. Shut up, Catherine.
Thank you. Do
you
remember Tony, the fireman?
Oh, the fireman. Yes, yes.
Tony.
Yes. Yes.
He left his wife and went to live with Linda. She woke up one morning and he was lying there and he said,
Oh, bloody hell, I seem to remember that. How long ago was that?
Eh? 18 months.
What a glorious death. No,
bugger off. He's left his wife.
Bloody hell of a shock for her, yes, it's no shock for him. This is it, you know, never mind
20.
About him, eh?
It's only 20.
Well, now, there would be nothing to worry about, you know, if I woke up in bed dead. Hello, Kathleen. How the bloody hell does anybody live the life I've led?
Too wicked to die.
Well, that has got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it.
Wicked to die, that's bugger all to do with it. Nothing to do with it. No bloody religion, there's no nothing. The nature that. Look what nature's done in bloody Philippines. They've thrown up that fucking volcano that has been dormant for 600 years, and all of a sudden it blows.
Yeah.
What the hell are we poor little people against that? Nothing. We're nothing. We're just little bloody flies on the. No more than flies on the edge of the bloody universe. Fuck off, you know. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ and all his fucking disciples and Mohammed and all his fucking disciples and everybody else are nothing. The old bloody thing is what rules the bloody universe. This world has been going on for a long time. Oh, God knows how many 500,000 million bloody years. And eventually it's going to explode and go.
Erupt.
It'll erupt eventually, yes. Well, the sun will erupt. Not this, the sun will. The sun will burn its bloody self out, or explode, or do something. And this galaxy will go. But what about all the other galaxies in the bloody universe? You know, how can you even think about it? You know, it's millions and millions and millions of bloody light years away. What the bloody hell? Who are we? Little bloody ants on this earth. You don't know. No. So why should we worry? We shouldn't worry. We should enjoy what we have, and God bless the last of us. I mean, when I think of all this, they talk about this bloody green stuff. God, bollocks. What are the green people going to do about all these tons of bloody ashes sent up on this Kath, would you like another drink?
Yeah.
You go and have a wee and I will... Yes.
Oh. I hear you talking, but I just can't be
Bloody hell. Come here, darling, let me fuck you. Well, not out that night, you shouldn't say that, do you? Come on, Kath. You all right? Have you, did you? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's the first beer I've had all morning. I mean, ever since I've come
out. Bloody hell. You enjoyed it. I should have been with you. No, don't be like that, Kath. No. Well, I mustn't be like that, no. Have you seen Andrew at all recently? You know? Have you seen Andrew? You know,
Oh, Helen, sir.
Yes, yes.
Oh, he's down here the other way.
Is he still working, or?
Taxi money,
but pull it away, for God's sake.
Pick me up at our first floor.
Who? Oh, the taxi is. Oh, that's all right, yeah, all right. What's the time now?
You said it was 10 to 4.
10 to 4, yeah.
I asked him what the time was when I ran.
Yes, yes.
10 to 4.
Well, Kathleen, we'll have another drink, shall we? I don't know what I'm going to have, bloody hell.
Don't throw it away this time, knock it over.
I don't usually throw it away. Do you want a Guinness? No? Hey?
Yeah, Guinness. I'm drinking out of that.
Yeah, all right.
Half of RPA.
You want a whiskey?
Yeah.
Then, Kathleen, you shall have a whiskey. And I'm going to have a... Oh, bloody hell. I'm going to have a half a Bass and a bloody White Shield Worthington.
Oh, that's better.
What? Oh, yes, it is, isn't it? Yes, yes.
It's too much, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Bloody hell. This used to be a nice little pub, didn't it? When it was at the other end, you know. Just that bloody, scruffy little bloody bar. Wasn't it nice? Now it's like, it, you know. Oh, never.
Lost a lot of customers with his customers too.
Hey?
As well as customers, he's lost a lot of fun. Do you remember? Staff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't suppose you remember Ross, that girl, she was Irish. That more or less ran the place.
Yeah, oh.
Brendan, he's left, he's working around the gallery. There's another one there. He left on. He can't stand him, they can't work with him anymore. So they told him. That's what Brendan said, he said, can't work with him anymore. He's such a fantastic kid anyway, such a
something like a boy. Well, I don't know him anyway, do I? You know.
He came down with those drinks for them.
Oh, did he? I don't know, no.
He did those drinks and took them for his sister. He was a smart one. It's only because somebody says to me, well, I'll have a chip and I'll take a chip. But I can't eat solid food. Get those whiskers in.
Oh, bloody hell.
Get those whiskers in. Don't bloody knock them over. Still some of them.
That's not whiskey. It's not whiskey. Bloody sweaty, too. Don't shut up. Kathleen. Behave yourself. You want a whiskey?
Yes, please.
Then you shall have a whiskey.
Thank you.
And when do you watch it, Duke? Hey? Bloody hell, that's about four or five whiskies away, that is, isn't it? Bloody hell. I don't know whether I can afford that. It's up. You know how much whiskies are now, don't you? You know. Bloody hell. Right. I'm going to have a...
Next time you bring it down, put it there and don't...
Oh, shut up, woman. Shut up. You give me the bloody screaming out, Dad. It was my money I threw away. Now, shut up. She is a most delightful woman, isn't she? Come on, darling. Come on, darling. Find your bus. And I will tell you what, oh bloody hell, look at this, you know. That's no bloody good, is it? You know? No, that's no good, is it? No. No. That's no good.
And what? Glenn Phillips.
You're tempting me, aren't you? I'll have a Glenn Phillips, yes, yes, yes. And Kath wants a whiskey. With a drop of something in it, I think, don't she? Yeah, yeah.
$3.77, please. No.
No, no. I'll tell you what darling, are you going to make mad passionate love to me sometime?
Oh, I might have time later.
I'll tell you what, you know, at my age, I think you'll be wasting your time. Go on. it's nice to think about, but you know.
Yeah.
It's all in the mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, at 78, you know, nearly 79, you know, it's all in the mind.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, darling, with a bit of encouragement, I do manage it sometimes. No, you don't believe me, do you?
I don't.
Darling, you very.
It's not used to be first, Larry.
Now, Kathleen, that has got to be yours. It's got beer in it. And that's mine. And that's mine. No, no. Would you like a drop of this?
No,
would you like me to put some of this that in there? It'll do your bloody Guinness the world of good, it will. You want some? This is Bass. No? There you are, Kath. Now try that. It must be absolutely gorgeous. And cheers to you, my darling.
Oh, bloody hell, what is it?
Hey?
What is it?
Bass. Didn't you like
it? Mixing it with that, it's got me interesting.
It
must be the Guinness.
Well, it is Guinness and Bass. You haven't seen Alexander for a long time, have you? You don't see him now. He's about... he's not as tall as me, but he's built like a brick shithouse. and he's brought forward for his rugby team. You know. And he's, oh bloody hell, yeah. Oh yeah, he's very good at javelin. The old javelin, sorry.
Can you give me a
packet of the horse? Aye? Get over what? Come on, what do you want?
Chili things.
What chili things? What the faintest bloody idea what you're talking about? Chili con carne? What? Now, what do you want, Cass? Come on.
They're crisps.
Yeah, come on.
Chili flavoured
crisps. Bloody hell, I mean now, what do I go and ask for? Chili flavoured crisps.
Oh, we used to get the crisps.
Not McCoy's. McCoy's! McCoy's chili flavoured crisp. Oh, bloody hell. McCoy's are the finest crisp you can get. Shut up. Well, I will go and see if they've got some. Oh. Hey. Hey. Have you got any McCoy's crisps?
Yeah, I'll just have a look.
Hey? You got any McCoy's? Yeah,
no,
yours. Oh no, alright. No, okay.
No, McCoy's, a Brannigan crisps or KP ones.
Brannigan?
Yeah.
She wants some that have got bloody.
Who's this? Kath again?
Yeah.
Tell her we've got cheese and chive. And beef and mustard in Brannigans. Okay?
Give them cheese and bloody fries. Go on. If she doesn't like them, she can, you know what she can do, don't you? Give me two of them.
34. You want one?
Well, I don't know. I I'll try anything once.
68, then, please.
Eh?
68.
Brannigan, she couldn't remember the bloody name, could she? She couldn't remember the name, could she? No. All right. I'm better than I deserve to be.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you know. Oh God, no. Yeah. Leave it at that. I'm better than I deserve to be. Kathleen, bloody Brannigans, here you are, there you are, that's what you want. That's right, isn't it? That's it, that's what you want, Brannigans.
I don't see all those other things
now, well, I don't know, that's what, no. McCoy's, no.
McCoy's?
No, they haven't got any McCoy's, no. You got bloody Brannigans, go on.
Yeah,
cream cheese and bread. Hang on, not bad, actually.
Cream cheese and chives. Oh, I love it. Turn the cockles in there.